Have you ever found yourself, nodding along when someone mentions AI, but inside you're maybe secretly a little fuzzy on what it actually is? Like it's this huge futuristic concept that always feels just a bit out of reach.
Oh, absolutely. You are definitely not alone in feeling that way. And that's exactly why we're doing this deep dive today. We want to demystify artificial intelligence. Our mission really is to break down that seemingly complicated world and show you just how relevant and how present AI already is in your daily life.
Yeah, it's amazing how something so impactful can still feel so abstract for so many of us. To help us kind of navigate this, we've been looking at this really insightful guide. It's called What is AI and Why Should You Care by Lama Malab. And it offers such a clear, beginner-friendly approach. Really focuses on the everyday reality of AI. Really sets the stage for understanding how AI is quietly, but, well, powerfully shaping our world. From how you write emails, maybe, to how doctors might diagnose illnesses. It's already in your phone, your TV, your bank, gosh, even your kid's classroom sometimes.
Right. We want you to walk away from this deep dive feeling like you truly get AI. Like, okay, I understand this now. By the end, you should have a good handle on its core principles, what it's good at, what its limits are, and crucially, how you can maybe start using it to your advantage, today.
Okay, so let's peel back those layers. Let's ask that really basic question. What is AI, really, when you strip away all the sci-fi stuff?
Well, at its most fundamental level, AI is about teaching computers to do tasks that usually need human intelligence. Think about things like recognizing a face in a photo, or understanding what you're saying when you talk to your phone, or even generating creative text, like writing a poem or recommending a new song you might actually like. Now, AI isn't thinking like a human brain, that's key, but it's trained to mimic the patterns of human intelligence, how we speak, how we write, how we identify things, or solve specific kinds of problems. It's sort of like giving a computer a super detailed instruction manual based on like millions of human examples and saying, okay, now try and replicate that action.
And it's kind of remarkable how often we're already interacting with it, maybe without even thinking about it. I mean, how many of us just accept that Netflix somehow knows what movie we'll like, or that our phone unlocks just by looking at it? It just happens, right? The source points out these are all everyday encounters with AI. Even when your email filters out spam, that's AI. Or asking Siri or Google a question, that's AI working behind the scenes.
Yeah, those are all great examples of AI helping, sorting, recognizing, responding, making our lives a bit smoother. But here's a really important distinction. What AI isn't. It's not magic. It's not alive. It doesn't have emotions, and it doesn't truly know or understand anything in the human sense. AI doesn't have its own goals or desires. It just operates by recognizing really complex patterns in data. It doesn't have like a conscious understanding of the world.
That's such a crucial point. AI is about patterns, not real understanding. And that raises some important questions about how we interact with it, right? Especially as it gets more capable. It's kind of like having this digital assistant, super fast. Sometimes surprisingly smart, but always, always still learning. It can do amazing things, yeah, but it definitely has fundamental limits. Okay, so we've sort of established what AI is, but how does it actually work? Can we explain that without making everyone's head hurt?
Yeah, let's try. The core idea, when you boil it right down, is actually pretty simple. AI works by finding patterns in data. That's really the bedrock. Imagine feeding a computer just enormous amounts of information, thousands, maybe millions of images or sentences or videos. The AI then basically crunches all that data to identify hidden connections, hidden regularities within it.
In this learning process, that's mostly what we call machine learning, right? What's the simplest way to think about that process?
Okay, think of it like training a very, very dedicated student who's also incredibly fast. First, you feed it data, massive amounts of examples. Pictures of cats, maybe thousands of customer reviews, millions of translated sentences, just tons of stuff. Second, you train a model. This is where the AI sifts through all that data, finding the common patterns. Like it might learn that cats usually have pointy ears and whiskers. It's not thinking, it's building an internal map of these statistical patterns.
Cool.
Third, you test it. You show it new examples it hasn't seen before to see how well its map works. Can it identify a new cat picture?
Right.
And finally, you improve it. You refine that internal map with more feedback, more data, until it gets really, really good at its specific task. And that's how AI gets good at translating or identifying objects or even generating text that sounds human.
So it's not magic at all. It's just incredibly fast, high-speed pattern recognition on a scale that's hard for us to even imagine. But you keep emphasizing it's not actually thinking like a human. Why is that distinction so important to keep hammering home?
It's vital because it really shapes our expectations and how we should use AI. Even the most advanced AI doesn't have consciousness or real understanding. It doesn't know what a cat is. It's just incredibly skilled at matching the visual patterns it's seen to the label cat. You could almost say AI is about guessing well based on immense experience. Mm-hmm. So, for example, when you ask a tool like ChatGPT, what's a good meal for dinner? It doesn't understand your hunger or what you like. Not really. Instead, it predicts the most statistically probable sequence of words based on billions of examples of dinner chats and recipes it's analyzed. It works incredibly fast, sounds confident, sure, but it's fundamentally a very, very sophisticated pattern-matching machine.
It's a great way to put it. It kind of reminds me of how you don't need to know exactly how a car engine works to drive the car, okay, but having a little understanding of its core function, you know, it goes a long way.
Exactly.
And this explains why AI can be so powerful for certain tasks, but also why its abilities are just fundamentally different from how humans think and understand.
Precisely. It excels at scale and speed for these pattern-based tasks in ways humans just can't match.
Okay, now for the really exciting bit. What AI can actually do.
Mm-hmm.
Because honestly, it's way more integrated into our lives than I think most people realize. When we hear AI, we often picture like movie robots, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is much more about making everyday stuff easier, faster, maybe even more creative.
You're absolutely right. AI is already kind of your digital partner in countless little ways. For everyday tasks, it's incredibly helpful. It can help write or edit text, drafting professional emails or social media posts. It can help structure an essay or even brainstorm a poem.
Wow.
It translates languages almost instantly, recognizes faces for unlocking your phone or sorting photos. It can answer questions like a super fast research assistant. Think about the time saved just dictating a message instead of typing or having your vacation photos automatically sorted by where you took them.
That's fascinating how AI isn't just about some far off sci-fi future, but about making our lives easier, faster, and yeah, even more creative right now.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that idea of AI boosting human creativity.
It really can. AI isn't just a productivity gadget. It can be a creative collaborator. It can help you brainstorm ideas for a story, maybe suggest plot twists or refine character descriptions if you're stuck. Mm. Artists can use it to generate unique style ideas or explore color palettes. Musicians might play around with lyrics or generate melodies. And for entrepreneurs, AI can draft lists of business names, brand values, taglines in minutes. It acts like this tireless creative partner, offering dozens of options instantly, letting you focus on the really inspired choices.
And beyond the stuff we see directly, what about all the work AI is doing behind the scenes, stuff we might not even notice?
Oh, it's deeply woven into the fabric of many modern industries now. In healthcare, for instance, AI helps doctors analyze medical scans, maybe spot early signs of diseases they might have missed. Virtual nurses can assist patients with routine questions. AI significantly speeds up drug discovery by testing millions of potential compounds virtually.
That's huge.
In finance, it's critical for spotting fraud patterns and managing investment risks. Farmers use AI to predict weather and monitor crop health for better yields. And in education, AI can help tailor lessons to individual student needs, generate practice quizzes, provide real-time feedback. You don't always see the AI, but you often benefit from it, making services smarter, more personal, and more efficient.
I could totally see how this could empower someone trying to start something new. Like, say you're launching a small business. The source suggests AI could offer dozens of creative name ideas or taglines. It could help draft product descriptions, or even help design logos and flyers using tools like Canva's AI features or those AI art generators. AI won't run the business for you, obviously, but it can definitely remove some of those initial, often kind of daunting, boring bits, right?
Mm.
Help you get started faster, give you a real confidence boost.
It's all about amplification, yeah. Mm. But, and this is a big but, for all its amazing capabilities, there are really important things AI cannot do. Understanding these limitations is just as crucial, maybe even more so, than understanding what it can do. Knowing the boundaries helps us stay realistic and, frankly, use AI much more effectively.
That's such a critical point. It's so important to understand where those boundaries are so we don't, you know, over-rely on it or misuse it.
Precisely. Despite all the hype, AI isn't some magical, all-knowing entity. The most critical limitation is that AI doesn't truly understand anything in a human way. It has no awareness, no personal experiences, no genuine grasp of context. It simply predicts likely responses based on the patterns it learned from data. So, for example, while a tool like ChatGPT can help write a really heartfelt letter, it doesn't feel anything. It doesn't care about the content. An AI camera might mislabel an image because it doesn't see or interpret a scene like we do. It just sees pixels and patterns. And a recommendation algorithm might suggest a song that's totally wrong for your mood because it doesn't feel emotions. It just knows you listen to similar artists. It's all about patterns, not meaning or actual lived experience.
So it's incredibly good at what it does, that pattern matching, but it's not a human with understanding. And this can lead to what they call knowledge gaps or even those infamous hallucinations, right?
Yes, exactly. AI models often aren't connected to real-time information or the live internet unless they're specifically built that way. Many have cutoff dates for their training data, meaning they literally won't know about recent events. And crucially, they can't verify facts or use logic like a person would. This means AI can, well, hallucinate, basically make things up that sound plausible but are completely false. And it can deliver these falsehoods with absolute confidence.
Wow, that's scary.
It's like a brilliant student who can recite tons of facts, but sometimes just invents them or can't tell the difference between truth and something that just sounds true. You absolutely must fact check anything important AI tells you.
And that leads to another really critical limitation. AI isn't human, and it really can't replace humans in many ways.
That's fundamental. AI can perform tasks like a human, but it isn't one. It doesn't have intuition or emotional intelligence or the ability to build genuine relationships. It won't make decisions based on values or offer true compassion. This is why jobs needing deep critical thinking, real human connection, or nuanced ethical judgment are fundamentally different from what AI can automate. AI works best when humans are in the loop, guiding it, editing its output, approving things, catching mistakes. Think of AI more like a co-pilot, a really powerful assistant, not an autopilot that can just handle everything on its own.
Okay, so understanding those limitations is absolutely key to using AI smartly. Now let's get really practical. How can AI genuinely help you in your real life right now?
Oh, it can be a fantastic helper, especially for time-saving tasks. Imagine getting quick writing assistance for emails, essays, social media posts, maybe even product descriptions if you sell things online. It can offer scheduling help, summarize long meeting notes into key bullet points, or help plan out your week.
That sounds useful.
AI is also great for brainstorming, whether it's names for a new project, ideas for dinner tonight, or even gift suggestions for that person who's impossible to buy for. And it can take lengthy documents or articles and turn them into concise summaries, saving you a ton of reading time. It's kind of like having this smart assistant on call 24/7, one that never gets tired or needs a coffee break.
Huh. And it's not just about raw efficiency, right? It's also about maybe amplifying your own creative output.
Absolutely. It can really get your creative gears turning. For writers, maybe it suggests character ideas or plot points when you feel stuck. For visual artists, it could generate style prompts or explore different color palettes you hadn't considered. Musicians might play with new lyrics or generate simple melodies to build on. Entrepreneurs, like we said, can draft business names, brand values, taglines really fast. You don't replace your creativity. You use AI to amplify it, push past blocks, or just generate options way faster than you could alone.
And it seems like it's helping everywhere, from home life to the workplace.
Yeah, definitely. Parents might use AI to co-create personalized bedtime stories for their kids or get help explaining tricky homework concepts.
That's a neat idea.
Professionals can use it to summarize long reports, maybe improve their email communication style, or outline pitches and presentations. Job seekers. They can use it to polish resumes and even practice answering common interview questions. Teachers can generate quiz questions or streamline lesson planning, freeing up time for actual teaching. And even for personal growth and productivity, AI has a role. It can help you set goals, get planning advice, quickly summarize news articles so you stay informed, or explore totally new topics you're curious about. It can offer journaling prompts if you're feeling stuck, or even automate simple things like compiling a grocery list based on recipes or tracking your budget. It just frees up mental bandwidth so you can focus on what really matters to you.
So what this all really means for your day-to-day life is that AI isn't just for tech gurus anymore. It's really about solving real problems and just freeing up some mental space. But with all these powerful benefits, there's always a flip side, right? There are risks and concerns we need to be aware of.
That's such a crucial point. To use AI wisely, responsibly, we absolutely need to understand its limitations and the potential challenges. This isn't about fearing AI, not at all. It's about being aware and intentional in how we use it. One major concern is something we touched on earlier, those mistakes and hallucinations. AI can confidently give you incorrect facts, cite sources that don't exist, or provide outdated or misleading advice because it doesn't know anything. It just predicts the next likely word or phrase.
Right.
This is why the source insightfully says AI is a great assistant, but a terrible final authority. You can't just take its word for gospel.
And there's also that risk of over-reliance, right? Just using AI without really questioning it.
Yeah, when something feels so smart and so efficient, it's really tempting to just let it do all the heavy lifting, all the thinking. But using AI without your own critical oversight can definitely lead to, well, lazy thinking. It can lower your own creativity over time and foster this kind of blind trust in automation. The source really emphasizes that AI can assist your mind, but it shouldn't replace it. And furthermore, some people might start leaning on AI almost like a companion or as their primary decision maker.
I can see that happening.
And while that might feel comforting sometimes, it's really not a substitute for genuine human connection, professional advice from actual experts, or deep personal reflection. Always remember, the advice is, use AI as a tool, not a truth teller.
Okay, so knowing all of this, the good, the bad, the limitations, what should you always remember when you're actually using AI? These feel like really essential reminders for anyone engaging with this tech. It's about staying empowered and in control.
Absolutely. These are kind of the essential principles for smart, safe AI use. First, and maybe most importantly, always double-check important information, because AI is fundamentally a pattern-based guesser, not a source of objective truth. Don't rely on it solely for big decisions, legal, medical, financial stuff. Always cross-check facts. Even helpful-sounding answers can be inaccurate, outdated, or just plain wrong.
Okay, number one, double-check. What's next?
Second, be clear, specific, and curious with your prompts. What you ask, it matters hugely.
Garbage in, garbage out, basically.
Kind of, yeah. The quality of your prompt directly impacts the quality of the result. Give the AI context, be really specific about what you need, ask follow-up questions if the first answer isn't quite right, and don't be afraid to experiment. Play with it. Remember, AI responds to you, so don't be afraid to guide it. Third, and this is critical for privacy, don't share private information. Treat AI tools almost like public forums. Never, ever enter bank details, passwords, sensitive personal identifiers, or confidential work stuff into these tools. Always try to use reputable platforms that are transparent about how they handle your data.
That's a big one. Okay, what else?
Fourth, keep control. You're the editor. Always. Think of AI output as a very fast first draft, never the final product. You must always edit what it gives you, add your own unique voice, your insights, your values. Never let it make the final decisions for you. Let it help you make better, more informed decisions. And finally, number five, let it support, not replace you. AI is brilliant for getting you started, breaking through writer's blocks, sparking new ideas, but it shouldn't replace your own thinking, your unique perspective, or your core values. Remember, AI is here to support your thinking, not do your thinking.
Okay, looking ahead now, how is AI actually changing the world today, and what might that mean for the future? This feels huge.
It really is reshaping industries and daily life on a global scale. In the workplace, for instance, we're seeing automation handle more repetitive tasks like data entry or basic customer service queries. This frees up human time for more complex work. Workflows are getting smarter, AI helping prioritize emails, summarize meetings, things like that. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean people are being replaced wholesale. It's more about jobs evolving. Exactly. Routine tasks might get automated, but uniquely human skills, creativity, critical thinking, empathy, complex communication become even more valuable. The source makes a really wise point here. People won't be replaced by AI. They'll be replaced by people who know how to use AI.
That makes perfect sense. It's not about machines versus humans, but really humans collaborating with machines. Yeah. What about areas like healthcare and education?
Huge impacts there, too. In healthcare, AI is already assisting doctors, maybe analyzing complex scans to spot early signs of disease sometimes missed by the human eye. Virtual nurses can handle routine patient questions, freeing up human nurses. And AI dramatically accelerates drug discovery by virtually testing millions of compounds, getting new treatments to patients faster. Lives are genuinely being saved and improved. Well, and healthcare is becoming more personalized because of it. In education, AI can help tailor lessons to individual learning paces and styles. It can generate practice quizzes, create teaching materials, provide instant feedback. This frees up teachers to focus on what humans do best: inspiring, motivating, mentoring, and connecting personally with students.
And even in areas like media and entertainment, AI is having a massive impact. generating scripts, images, composing music.
Absolutely. AI is the engine behind those recommendation systems that help you find new movies or music you might love on platforms like Netflix or Spotify. Many artists and creators are now actively using AI as a collaborator, pushing creative boundaries in art, music, writing, and storytelling. And in broader society, think about smart cities using AI to optimize traffic flow, reduce energy consumption, or respond faster to emergencies. Language tools powered by AI are breaking down communication barriers across the globe. Looking ahead, these tools will likely become even smarter, even more personal. Imagine highly tailored learning experiences or adaptive healthcare plans uniquely suited to your specific needs.
Which brings us, I think, to our final big question. Should you really care about AI?
Well, if you've stuck with us through this deep dive, the answer is probably pretty clear already. Yes, absolutely, you should care about AI. But not because you need to suddenly become a tech expert or learn to code, unless you want to. You should care because AI isn't just some abstract concept anymore, confined to sci-fi movies or research labs. It's an undeniable, integral part of your everyday world. Now, it's shaping how we work, how we live, how we learn, how we connect with each other.
Yeah, it's in our phones, our homes, our schools, hospitals, even our grocery lists sometimes. Whether you fully realize it or not, AI is influencing what you see online. It's supporting the services you use every day, and it's impacting decisions that genuinely affect your life. And that makes understanding it kind of your business too, right?
Yeah.
Not in a stressful, overwhelming way, but in a truly empowering one.
Exactly. Caring about AI doesn't mean you have to obsess over every single tech headline. Not at all. It means maybe asking thoughtful questions when AI is involved in something. It means using AI tools responsibly if you choose to use them. And just staying curious about how this transformative technology works and how it can potentially serve you, it's really about engaging with it thoughtfully, rather than either blindly trusting it or completely rejecting it out of fear or confusion.
And honestly, just by taking this deep dive with us today, you've already taken that critical first step. You've helped demystify what AI is and isn't. You've learned a bit about how it works without needing a computer science degree. You've explored its amazing benefits, but also its really important limitations. And hopefully discovered practical ways to use it safely, creatively, and thoughtfully. That genuinely puts you ahead of a lot of people and positions you to make AI actually work for you, rather than just letting it happen to you.
And if you're feeling ready to maybe take that very first practical step, you can start using AI literally today with free, really accessible tools like ChatGPT, for example. Just visit the website chat.openai.com, create a free account if you don't have one, it's quick, and then just say hello. You can type in a simple question like, what's a quick recipe using mushrooms and eggs? Or can you help me write a short thank you message for a teacher? Just try something simple.
And here's a great pro tip. You can always improve the response you get. Ask follow-up questions. Clarify what you meant. Tell it to be funnier or more formal. Think of it like a helpful assistant. The clearer and more specific your request, generally the better and more tailored the result will be.
Yeah, and there are loads of other free AI tools out there too for writing help, art and design stuff, planning tools, learning aids, so many options. The key really is just to start small and stay curious. You don't have to use AI every day or for every single task. Maybe just try one tool for a personal task you find annoying. Let it help you brainstorm something. Or use it to speed up something you find tedious or boring. See how it feels.
Look, AI isn't some evil villain plotting to take over the world. At least not yet. It's not a cold machine just waiting to steal your job. Nor is it some magical fix for all your problems. It's probably better to think of it as a new kind of partner. One that's incredibly fast, incredibly adaptive, and increasingly capable. It's here to assist us, to accelerate things, and yeah, sometimes to challenge the way we live, think, create, and connect.
And the more you understand AI really grasp what it can do, but just as importantly, what it can't do, the more power you actually gain. Not power in some flashy technical sense, but power in a very real, practical, everyday way. You gain the ability to make smarter choices about technology, to solve problems perhaps more creatively, to work more efficiently if you want, and to explore new ideas more freely.
AI isn't a replacement for human intelligence or creativity or empathy or compassion. It just isn't. Instead, it can be this incredibly powerful amplifier, a way to potentially do more, learn faster, and express yourself more fully than ever before. When used wisely, thoughtfully, AI isn't just another tool. It really can become a kind of superpower in your pocket. We really hope this deep dive has sparked your curiosity, maybe answered some questions, and empowered you to engage with this truly transformative technology in a way that feels right for you.